The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay, good morning. Rabbi Yitzi David here, from London. Parsha Shalach, I figured the one thing I didn't want to speak about was the Meraglim. I apologize to those of you who are looking for another shir, to hear another pshat in the Meraglim, to hear another pshat in how the Meraglim didn't see things in the right way, didn't view themselves in the right way. They saw themselves in their eyes, kachachovim, etc., etc. But I tried my hardest not to speak about the Meraglim. And I looked and looked and looked around and came up, everyone speaks about the Meraglim. So I decided instead we'll go to the end of the parasha and try and speak about something that's nagea every single day, and perhaps we actually don't know so much about. I thought we'll speak about the mitzvah of tzitzis. If you look at the end of the parasha, we know the parasha of tzitzis, we say it three times a day. We wear them every day. We wear a talis kotan, a talis godol for davening. And I don't think many of us are aware, and I definitely wasn't aware before preparing the shir, of the absolute unbelievable amkus and depth of what tzitzis are all about. So I highly recommend you to look into it after the shir, because there's so much beautiful Torah about this beautiful mitzvah that I just couldn't fit everything in one shir. So tzitzis. We know, and it says mefurish in the Torah and the parasha tzitzis that we read every day, that the reason why we have tzitzis is to remind us of the mitzvah and remind us of Hashem. One of the questions we want to deal with, though, is why do we wear tzitzis on our begodim? What is the function of begodim? Why do we have begodim? And why do we put tzitzis specifically on our begodim? So we understand that in the same way that we have mezuzah on our home, we have tefillin on our bodies, we have bris on our bodies, all of those are ois. Those are an ois in order to remind us of Hashem, to remind us of mitzvahs. So tzitzis as well are a reminder that we place on our outer garments, on our begodim, to remind us of Torah mitzvahs. But why specifically the begodim? So in order to understand begodim, we need to go back, all the way back, to Parashat Bereishis. We need to go all the way back to understand what happened with Adam Arishon. We know when Adam and Chava were created, Vayu Shneim Arumim Ha'adam Ve'ishtoi V'loi Yisboishashu. They were not wearing clothing, there was no concept of begodim, and yet the two of them were not embarrassed. And the Zohar and the Midrashim tell us that the reason why we ended up wearing begodim was because beged, the word beged comes from the word bagad. Bagad means to rebel. And the Zohar and the Midrash tell us that the reason why human beings and all Homo sapiens, every human being and every culture in the world wears some form of clothing is as a consequence of Chet Adam Arishon. Because Adam and Chava were bagad, they rebelled against Hashem, they ended up having to wear begadim. In the same way that at the beginning, lo yizboshashu, they were not embarrassed, they ended up having to wear levush. Levush means begadim. Levush comes from the Lashon lo bash, lo bush, which means not embarrassed. We are not embarrassed when we wear clothing. I.e., unlike Adam Arishon pre-chet, where they were not embarrassed even though they had no clothing, now in order for a human being to contain, to keep his dignity, he has to wear levush, lobash, in order to not be embarrassed. So begodim are not an oinesh for chet Adam Arishon, but they were an automatic consequence of the chet. If that is true, we have to understand what changed pre-chet and post-chet that now actually requires begodim. So it's interesting, and all the Sfarim tell us that pre-chet, Adam Arishon saw the world through the eyes of an neshama. He saw the pnim, he saw the pnimiest of things, he saw the emes. When he looked around and he saw things, he didn't look at the chitzonius, but he saw the pnim, he saw who they really were, he saw what things were all about, he understood the pnimius of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. However, the Pasuk tells us, post-chet, once Adam Arishon and Chava sinned, then what the Nachash, what the snake said to them would happen, did actually happen. The Nachash says to them, Ki yodea Elohim, ki b'yom achalchem mimenu v'nifkechun einechem, v'yithem ke Elohim yodea tovera. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that on the day that you eat from this tree, v'nifkechu einechem, your eyes will become open. V'yithem ke Elohim. Now what does that mean, that their eyes will become open? Surely they were seeing before the sin. And the answer given by the Mefarshim is v'nifkechu einechem does not mean physically. Obviously they could see. But the seeing that they had pre-chet and the seeing that they had post-chet would be completely different. Rashi explains what does it mean, ve'yisem ke'elohim, that you will become like Hashem. Rashi says, yotrei olamos, the creator of worlds. Now surely, that sounds like not such a bad thing. Obviously the Nachash is trying to tempt them to eat, but it doesn't sound like such a terrible thing to become like Hashem. Yotrei olamos, have the ability to create worlds. And Revolva, when he in Ali Shor, when he talks in Kutras HaChesed, when he talks about Chesed, explains that V'yisem ke'elokim, Yotzer Olamos, means what world do we create? He says we create our own subjective realities. The world that we create is the world that we see before our eyes. We see our own world. It is defined and it is seen through our own subjective reality that we create. These subjective eyes were the eyes with which we now see the world, with which Adam had as a consequence of chait. We know that we're told that Adam originally had ksonis or with an aleph, meaning light, and he ended up with ksonis or with an ayin. Or with an ayin, we know, comes from loshon iver, a blind person, because skin, just like begodim, hides the pnimius of who we are, as opposed to Adam pre-che had or with an aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu got to the daraga of or, that his face shone with light. He no longer had or with an ayin, which is a blockage which prevents him from seeing, but or with an aleph. So we understand now that we wear begodim because we chose to live a life of chitzonius, a subjective reality that we create for ourselves. So that is why we wear begodim. Begodim teach us, remind us, that we're living on a level of a life of chitzonius, of externality. So why tzitzit? Why do we take tzitzit and we tie them to the begodim? Why specifically on those begodim do we need a reminder of Torah mitzvot, and how does that reminder really work? So we're all familiar with the famous Gemara in Menachos. We hear it every time we talk about tzitzit. We hear it every time we come round to Parashat Shlach. Everyone brings it. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel on the base, tells us that the reason why you wear tzitzit is as a reminder. How does it remind us? Because Techeles reminds you of the Yam reminds you of the Rekia reminds you of Kisei Kovod, and that reminds you of HaKadosh Baruch. It's a very strange Gemara. It's a very strange Hamon, a very strange understanding in how tzitzit work. Just tell me that the point of tzitzit is to remind me of Hashem, to remind me of Torah mitzvah, and the way that we are reminded of Torah mitzvah is through this color of Techeles, and when you see the color of Techeles, that reminds you of the Kisei HaKovod. Why do you need to go through this whole stages of going from one to the other, connecting the dots of the Techeles, of the Yam, of the Rekia, of the Kisei HaKovod, and then eventually that reminds you of Torah mitzvah? Why not just go straight? I'd like to suggest that the answer is Hagufa. Exactly what this Gemara is telling us is the function of Tzitzit, is the tikkun of the chait of Adam Arishan. The consequence of Adam's chait was that he started living in a world of chitzonius. He started living in a world where he only had the ability to see things through the eyes of chitzonius. What tzitzis are there to do is to teach us to look beyond the chitzonius, to teach us to look beyond what meets the eye, to teach us to look beyond the begodim and see the panim. And the way that you do that is to train yourself. to understand that there's more to life than what meets the eye. Don't look at things at a chitzoni level. Learn to connect the dots. When people are living in a world of chitzonia, when you stop understanding that there is a pnimius, you start looking at things on a very superficial level. You look at things for the superficial face value, you stop looking for the neshama of what there is. When you take things on a chitzonius level, you look at what is now and you forget the ramifications, the consequences of your actions. You forget the pnimius. And therefore, the Gemara Menachos tells us that the limud of tzitzis is to tell us to learn, to remember, to connect the dots. When you see tzitzis, you see the techeles. When you see the techeles, that should remind you of the yam, but don't stop there. When you're reminded of the yam, you should be reminded of the rakia, but again, don't stop there, go further. When you see the rakia, that should remind you of the kisei hakovud, but don't stop there. You should always learn to go further and not stop. So hagufa, the limud of tzitzit, is what the Gemara says in Menachos, to teach us to connect the dots, to remind us that our actions have consequences, there are ramifications, not everything is chitzoni, but there is a pnim to everything that we see around us. So we understand that the chait was caused by being blinded by something. The Nachash tried tempting Chava by blinding her from the reality. The neshama always, we have this unfortunately almost every day, the neshama knows what's MS, the neshama sees what's the pnimius of something. The neshama tells you to do something, the taiva gets in the way. Taiva tells you don't worry about it. The neshama tells you that this piece of meat is not kosher, this thing that you want to eat is not right for you. Taiva says don't worry about it, eat it, enjoy it.
Kol Halashon.
Don't think about the ramifications. Don't think about what's coming. Don't think about what might happen if you eat this. Reb Chaim Volozhin says something phenomenal. He says the reason we know the Nachash is the representation of the Yetzer Hara. He says one thing interesting about Nachash is a Nachash is one of the reptiles in the world that sheds its skin. Snake skin is something we know is very valuable. Snake skin. Why does the Nachash shed his skin? Says Rav Chaim Volozhin. Because the Nachash is trying to teach us a lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put within Bria, within the Nachash, which is the representation of the Yetzer Hara, this musug of shedding skin. The Nachash is Ke'ilu telling us, don't just look at me by my skin. Look, my skin comes off. Look beyond the skin. When I shed my skin, you understand that behind that skin level, there's something else, there's something more to it than meets the eye. So when the Yetzer Hara tells you, only look skin deep, the Neshama tells you, look further, look for the Panim. So when we look at Tzitzit and we remember the mitzvah, what do? We look a little bit deeper. We're told, we know that Tzitzit comes from the Loshon, the Posuk in Mishlei, Meitzes min acharokim. We know that tzitzis comes from the Loshon hotzit, which means to look deeply, to look closely, to peer with your eye. Because when you look deeply at tzitzis, then you have a different level of hestaklus. You have a different level of ra'iyah. You don't take things for face value, but rather you look what tzitzis tell you to do. Ura'isem osam. You should see them. You see tzitzis, which cause you to look deeper. And ultimately, you will see the depth. You will see the panim. If we go back now to Chetad Amarishim, we go back to Bereshit, and we see this is exactly what was going on in Chetad Amarishim. Originally, we said we started with the Nachash trying to be Mefata, Chava to sin, ki yedei Elohim, ki v'yoyim achalchem, mimenu, v'nifka chuei neichem. Your eyes will become open. V'isem kelei Elohim, yodea tov v'ra, you'll be like Hashem. Knowing the difference between tov v'ra, says Rashi, yotzer olam, you'll create your own subjective reality. And what was Chava Taka tempted by? Says the very next Pasuk Vav, in Perek Gimel of Bereishis here. It says, v'teirei ha'isha. What did Chava do? She looked. She saw this tree, the only one tree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her not to eat from. The Tere HaIsha Ki Toiv HaEit LeMichel. So the pasuk goes further. Not only does she see it, not only was it tempting, V'chi Tava Hu Le'enayim. It was a taiva to the eye. A very interesting lashon. A lashon, of course, that connects to the lashon of tittis. Lo sasuru acharei levavchem va'acharei einechem. Chava was tempted by her eye. She was tempted by not looking deeper, by only looking skin deep, by not looking at what would be the ramification of her action, but only looking at perhaps what met the eye on face value. So what happened in the chait was a histaklus, was a re'iyah in the wrong way. The result of the chait were begodim that took them to a level of re'iyah of now chitzonius. Therefore, they had to wear begodim. Therefore, we now have or with an ayin, miloshen iver. And the tikkun for that then is tzitzis. Tzitzis, miloshen hotzis, which causes you to look deeper. But it goes further. The Sfas Emes is something beautiful. The Sfas Emes tells us that psil techeles, the thread of techeles that we wear, he says psil comes from loshon hiskashrus. Psil means to connect. And the reason why we wear psil techeles, a thread, he says, because the function of threads are to connect. A psil is supposed to connect you from the olam gashmi to the olam ruchni, from the guf to the neshama. It takes your beged, which is something physical, and turns it to something ruchni. Psil tells you to look further, to go deeper, to connect that which your begodim are there to clothe your physical body. Don't just stop there. Don't stop at physicality, but take it further and understand there's more to this world. There's a neshama as well. He goes, then we want to develop this vita, this stuff. Emes doesn't say, but another idea is where do you put your tzitzis? You put your tzitzis on your dalet kanfos. You put it on your four-cornered garment. You take a beged, which is the concept of physicality, there to clothe your physical body. A beged is just a normal physical material. But dafka, a beged of dalet kanfos, of four corners, because four, we know the Maharal tells us, the four is the epitome of physicality. We live in a world of four corners. Dalet kanfos ha'oret, this physical world is dalet kanfos. But a corner itself represents the concept of being finite even more. Because a corner is a border. A corner, by definition, is where something comes to an end. A corner, we know the shape of corners, is something completely unnatural. It's man-made. In Torah, whenever we're talking about, in Erevin, if you look, when we're always talking about creating a reshus, it has corners. Corners and sides are something completely man-made. When you get to the corner of your beged, which represents physicality, the corner which represents being finite, limitation, a boundary, a border, take that point, make a hole, and put in that hole a string. So the string of tzitzis shows you that it extends. Don't just end here. The world doesn't end here. The world goes further. It goes deeper. Don't just think about Olam Hazeh. Understand there's an Olam Haba. Don't just think about the guf. Understand that there is an Neshama. And that perhaps is what tzitzis on the corner is trying to teach us. So we can't help but bring this back. After all said and done, and this wasn't the kavanah at the beginning, preparing the shir, but we can't help but go back and understand why this is the end of Parashat Shalach, which teaches us about the Meraglim. It's Parashat Shalach, which is read before Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. It's Parashat Shalach, which talks about what happened during the month of Tammuz and the build-up from Shiva after the Tammuz all the way until Tisha B'Av. Because we know the chait of the Meraglim, what was their chait, the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuftal Adam and Beit, their chait was they put their peh before their ayin. What does that mean? The Gemara tells us they spoke about that which their eyes did not see. Mashaloi ro'u einehem. Their eyes should have seen Pnimius, but their eyes only saw Chitzonius. Kalev and Yoshua saw Pnimius. And therefore the Chet HaMeraglim was to not see the Pnim. The Tikkun, again, falling short of Chet Adam HaRishon, to not see the Pnimius. And therefore the Tikkun, at the end of the parasha, is Tzitzis. But beautifully, a friend of mine, Rabbi Ari Kayser, told me beautifully, as we all know, Chodesh Tammuz, the Zohar tells us that each of the months is Keneged and eight and one of the Evarim in the Guf, and Chodesh Tammuz is Keneged the eyes, is a Koyach of Re'iyah. Because Tammuz, the month that we're going into now, Tammuz, the month in which the Meraglim fell short, of course we're talking about great people who fell short on their level, we have to understand what that means, but they fell short in not seeing properly. That happens in Chodesh Tammuz. The Shevet of Tammuz is Reuven, Reu, Vein, again about seeing. And Tammuz, we know, is Tammuz and Ab, eventually, is all about Bechi. The Chia Ledoiris was Kavu originally, was Nikva originally because of the Bechia of the Shvatim, eventually the Bechia of Klal Yisrael, because Bechi is an outpouring. What are tears? An outpouring of Pnimius. Tears come from inside and they go out through the eyes. The eyes which, if you use them superficially, only see Chitzonius. But the way we're meant to use them is to see the Pnim. So this becomes a month of Bechi. Tammuz starts to be the Bechia Ledoiris, which culminates in Tisha B'Av. Because Bechi, because crying, is when the Pnimius comes out. So next time we look at Tzitzis, may we remind ourselves that the function of Tzitzis is so much deeper than we ever thought. Tzitzis are there to teach us to look carefully, to look deeper, to see that Begodim may only be face value, but look deeper than the Begodim. Take a deeper look and connect the dots. When you see the Techeles, you see the Yam, you see the Riki, you see the Kisei HaKovod. When you understand that Tzitzis are on the corner, because the corner is the epitome of physicality, the corner is the limitation of this world, we take Tzitzis and we put them specifically there. I end with one final beautiful idea I saw from Rav Aryeh Karmel or Talmud Mufak or Rav Dessler to something beautiful. He says, by the way, that's why Tzitzis are eight. You take the eighth string, because eight always represents Ruchnius, the highest level, and you tie it around the seven strings, which represent physicality. And he says, Techeles is dafka blue, because in the world of physicality that we live in, he says, blue is represented by the end. When you look at the horizon, you look to see the end of the sea. The end of the sea is blue, and when you see it end, you see the horizon. You see where the sea and the sky meet. That is the end. The Techeles teaches you, look beyond the end. Look as far as you can see, and then go further. May you be zoche to take the limud of Tzitzis, the limud of Chet Adam HaRishon, and Parashas Meraglim, Parashas Shlach, to always look deeper, to always seek out the Pnimius, not just the Chitzonius, and always see the Milus of Bnei Adam, of people, Milus Chaveiro, see their Pnimius for who they are, and not the Chitzonius. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.